Good morning. It's Thursday, March 7th, Alexander Graham Bell Day. On this day in 1876, Alexander Graham Bell got the patent for the telephone. And then 3 days later, on the 10th, he made the first phone call to his assistant, Thomas Watson, saying, quote, "My, Watson, come here. I want to see you." Which is iconic. It's the first phone call ever. But it's also rude. Like, it's called a please. Ever heard of it? Interestingly, Alexander Graham Bell's mother was deaf, and his father was really influential in the deaf community and taught deaf students. And then Bell went on to marry a deaf woman and worked with the deaf community for the rest of his life, which I always find interesting. And now, the news. Stop me if you've heard this one before. On Wednesday, the House took their first steps in hoping to pass a spending bill to keep the government open. Yeah. Remember, we did this last week, and we did that a couple weeks before that, and we've been doing this for so long. As a reminder, the one that they just passed only keeps the government open until Friday. What's that saying? What's it? The definition of insanity is letting Republicans be in charge of the government. Is that it? The bill passed on a 339-85 vote, with more Democrats than Republicans stepping in to vote to keep the government open. The Senate plans to move quickly to pass the bill. It is the first of what will ultimately be a six-bill package to fund the government through the end of the fiscal year, which ends September 30th. And won't that be fun in October, before the presidential election, to also be worried about the government being funded? I think that's neat, and we're not going to time travel. I'm just thinking about how neat that's going to feel. Citing January's 45% increase in crime when compared to the same time period last year, New York's Governor Hochul announced that, starting this week, hundreds of National Guard soldiers and state police officers will join the already 1,000 additional officers that Mayor Eric Adams added to the subways to guard platforms and check bags. Riders can opt out of the bag check, but officers will have the option to refuse them admittance to the subway if they do so. Hannah Gutierrez, who was the armorer on the movie Rust, has been found guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the on-set shooting of Helena Hutchins, the cinematographer. She faces up to 18 months in jail. A sentencing date has not yet been set, but she will remain in custody between now and then. In the case, prosecutors successfully argued, quote, "This case is about constant, never-ending safety failures that resulted in the death of a human being and nearly killed another." And I just think it's incredibly important to repeat that here because this was so, so preventable. There are steps in place to prevent it over and over again. There are steps, and then there are steps to prevent in case that step fails, and then there's like a third in case those two fail, and just over and over and over again. And over and over and over again, those steps were willfully ignored. This is not a one-time accident. This happened because safety was ignored over and over and over again, and someone died because of it. Just to give you an idea of what was happening on set, the many, many ways in which gun safety was egregiously and purposefully ignored, jurors saw stills of actors pointing firearms at other crew members, including a minor actor doing it. There's also a picture of Gutierrez pointing a gun at her own face. Also, experts determined that there were live rounds in holsters as early as October 10th, 2021, 11 days before Helena was killed. Alec Baldwin's trial for his involuntary manslaughter charges will begin in July. And finally, let's talk about a couple things that happened on this post-Super Tuesday Wednesday. First, Nikki Haley has finally dropped out. Now, in her speech, she did not come out and endorse Trump, but I really want to clarify what she did, because I keep seeing headlines about how she didn't endorse and, whoa, wow, good for her, blah, blah, blah. Okay, but she didn't come out and endorse him directly, but she did say that Trump now needed to get the support of everyone, and she hopes he does. She said, basically, she hopes he wins. She said, straight up, she hopes he can get the support of the nation, which is a wild thing to say because of how Trump has 91 indictments, some of which for literal insurrection. It's also wild because she just spent the last couple seconds of her campaign finally talking about how bad Trump is. You saying you hope he wins is kind of the same thing as an endorsement, so don't be like, oh wow, good for Nikki. She, classic, didn't really do anything. But don't worry, Trump did pick up an endorsement, an out-and-out endorsement on Wednesday, and it came from Mitch McConnell. But it was also such a classic Mitch moment because he has never once said anything with a spine. He said that he was endorsing Trump because Trump clearly has the support of the GOP. But like, you absolute feckless loser. You are the one that let him get this far. You hate him. You do not like him. You could have said nothing, but instead you did this. What an uncool dude. Because how I don't cuss on this podcast. What an uncool dude. And then over on the Democrat side, I assume after someone was like, oh, whoa, you're running for president? And he was like, oh, shoot, ugh, I keep forgetting about that. I totally am. I really got to look into it. Dean Phillips has dropped out of the race and did out and out endorse Biden, which makes sense because Dean Phillips never really explained why he was running against Biden, except for he's younger and he used to work in ice cream. Meanwhile, Marianne Williamson is still in the fight. She has still unsuspended her campaign. So, good. You know, we appreciate the tenacity. So silly. And that's it. That's the news. It's also National Cereal Day. And man, I love cereal. All kinds. It's a nice treat, you know? Get the crunch of the cereal, the cool of the milk. But more than that, because, hey, you are also a treat. I'm proud of you.